Hello, and welcome to the Encore Research Group podcast, where we encourage community research and education with weekly podcasts. I'm your host, Benton Loeyball, and this April 1st, we're talking about manual heart repair using a woven material-backed pressure-sensitive tape. The effectiveness of duct tape in fixing broken hearts. We've all been there. We finally ask out that total hottie we've been crushing on for months, only for them to reply with, "Who are you again?" Ugh, ah, ugh. Our hands tremble, our eyes water, we turn away in shame, and our heart literally breaks in half. Now, this is very dangerous. The heart actually works best when it's all in one piece, pumping blood, and not when it's in many pieces, crying. Scientists have long looked for ways to mend a broken heart. The classic adage, "time heals all wounds," has been the primary standard of care, but that has been deemed very boring by experts. Other researchers have looked into things like sad music, eating, and partying. In spite of these classical treatments, over the course of someone's life, there is a nearly 100% chance they will experience hurt feelings. Clearly, a new approach is needed. Previous methods of dealing with heartbreak have all been focused on our mental state, psychological health. Now, research scientists have been looking into physically reassembling the heart. Initial attempts at welding and gluing failed. Researchers went back to first principles to find the proper adhesive. Then, Dr. Jimmy Scientist, who was having an HVAC system installed in his house, looked up what a duct was. The first Google result says a duct is, quote, "a bodily tube or vessel," end quote. The heart is a pump, sure, but it still has blood flow through it, which sort of makes it a duct. Using the axiom of, well, technically, scientists recently announced a new way to fix a broken heart, duct tape. Using duct tape to fix a broken heart is not an easy process. Taping it all back together requires open heart surgery, which has been described as both ouchy and yucky. On top of this, the tape doesn't stick if the heart is all wet and bloody, so first, they have to drain all the blood out of you, which can make you lightheaded. Then surgeons have to find all, or at least a few, of the little broken pieces and tape it all together. At the end of the procedure, a really good doctor will even remember to put the blood back in your body. So how does this all work? A healthy heart pumps blood using the power of squishy-wishy. The blood reaches your whole body, including the brain. Some scientists suspect the brain might actually be a vampire because it really likes blood. In fact, the brain drinks about 2.5 cups of blood every minute, which has been described as both radical and totally metal. The brain is happy when it drinks this blood, and that makes you happy. When the heart gets all leaky and broken, however, the brain can't get enough blood. It gets angry and starts fluttering its bat wings or whatever. This can wobble your tear ducts, causing them to leak, and also makes your feelings hurt. Duct tape keeps the heart watertight, or is it blood tight? And gives it a chance to squish-wish blood up to your endraculated brain. With luck, we'll be able to bounce back from heartbreak with speed. So if you experience heartbreak before next April Fools, consider the duct tape method. All it takes is some open heart surgery, a roll of adhesive tape, and a surgeon with no scruples. Thanks for joining us on this week's episode. If you'd like to know more, all of our sources are linked in the podcast description. You can also visit our website at EncoreDocs.com. That's EncoreDocs.com. Encore Research Group has been involved in clinical research for over 25 years. We have 7 clinical research sites across Florida, including 2 Phase 1 units. If you're in Florida, join us at sites in Northeast Florida and on the Nature Coast. If you're outside of Florida or South Georgia and are interested in joining a clinical trial, head over to clinicaltrials.gov. For more great content, including discussions by physicians and clinical research experts, check out the MedEvidence podcast. My name is Benton. Thank you for joining, and we'll see you next week.